Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur 57. Folge Weltraumbahnhof. Heute geht es um den Start einer Falcon 9 am 6. Dezember 2020. Die Falcon 9 ist eine zweistufige Rakete der amerikanischen Firma SpaceX. Sie ist 70 Meter hoch, 3,7 Meter im Durchmesser und wiegt etwa 550 Tonnen. Sie trug einen Cargo Dragon, der die 21. kommerzielle Versorgungsmission zur ISS flog. Zum ersten Mal flog hier die Cargo-Version der Dragon 2. Als Crew-Version kennen wir die Dragon 2 zum Beispiel aus Folge 44. Der Cargo Dragon ist 8,1 Meter hoch, 4 Meter im Durchmesser und trägt bei dieser Mission knapp 3 Tonnen Nutzlast. Mit dabei war das Bishop-Luftschleusenmodul, über welches kleine Satelliten aus der ISS entlassen werden können. Der Start dieser Mission erfolgte am 6. Dezember 2020 um 16.17 Uhr Weltzeit bzw. um 11.17 Uhr Ortszeit vom Kennedy Space Center in Florida in den USA. Der Erstflug von diesem Weltraumbahnhof fand im Jahr 1967 statt und war der erste Testflug der Saturn V, der amerikanischen Mondrakete. Die Falcon 9 ist eine teilweise wiederverwendbare Orbitalrakete. Die erste Stufe trug die Bezeichnung B-1058 und flog zum vierten Mal. Sie flog unter anderem schon die Crew Dragon Testmission im Mai 2020, die Anasis 2 Mission aus Folge 9 und die Starlink 12 Mission aus Folge 33. Sie landete nach dem Start auf der Barke Just Read the Instructions im Atlantik. Im Folgenden hört ihr noch einen gekürzten Mitschnitt der Übertragung dieses Raketenstarts. Schaut auch in die Shownotes, dort findet ihr Links zum Podcast, zum Netzwerk Schwarze 0 FM und zu Möglichkeiten, mich zu unterstützen. Danke fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal bei Weltraumbahnhof.
We are reaching the T-minus 30 second mark. All systems are go for launch. This is mission CRS-21. The last mission of Dragon for this year. Just passed Max Q. Coming up are three events in rapid succession. The first event is MECO, or main engine cutoff. This is where all nine of the Merlin engines on the Falcon 9 first stage will shut down in preparation for the second event, which is stage separation. This is where the first and second stage will separate from one another. And a few seconds after that, we'll have a second engine start one, where the Merlin vacuum engine on the second stage will ignite to boost Dragon to low Earth orbit. Again, that is main engine cutoff, stage separation, followed by second engine start on the second stage. Main engine cutoff should happen around the T plus 2 minute and 31 second mark. And you just saw on screen, successful main engine cutoff, stage separation, and ignition of our second stage. So on screen right now, you have two different views. On the right-hand side is a view of our second stage Merlin vacuum engine. On top of that second stage is our Dragon vehicle. And on the left-hand side is a view from the top of our first stage looking downward. The first stage will continue its descent back towards Earth and attempt landing on our drone ship, Of Course I Still Love You, in a few minutes, while the second stage continues to take our Dragon vehicle to low Earth orbit. That engine that you see on the right hand side can produce over 220,000 pounds of thrust in a vacuum. That single engine is what is carrying Dragon to low Earth orbit right now. And we're just a few seconds away from our re-entry burn on the first stage. Watch for those three Merlin engines to relight and slow the stage down.
Stage one entry burn startup.
And there's our entry burn. Again, that's three engines slowing the first stage down before it hits that dense part of the Earth's atmosphere.
Trajectory nominal. Stage one, engine burn shut down.
And we are done with the first of two burns on the first stage. The second burn, the landing burn, will happen at the T plus 8 minute and 18 second mark. That second burn should last for about 25 seconds. And as that burn is happening, we should also be having another major event for the second stage, second engine cutoff. We'll see if we can hear that as the landing burn begins. As we wait for this landing burn, this is going to be our 68th attempt to recover our first stage, and we are going to be attempting to land on our drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. Of course, I still love you.
Second stage and terminal guidance. Stage one, landing burn startup.
And we got audio confirmation.
FTS is saved.
That the first stage has begun its landing burn. Everything's looking great on the second stage right now.
Stage one, landing leg deploy.
There's a view from our drone ship. Here comes Falcon 9.
Here you go.
And Falcon 9 has landed once again. That is the 68th successful first stage recovery. It's also the 35th time we've landed successfully on our drone ship. Of course, I still love you. During that landing, we did get confirmation of second stage, second engine cutoff. Also, confirmation of a good orbit.